The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Vatican has enforced a strict dress code for employees in St. Peter's to cover visible tattoos and piercings. Well, should we still be asking employees to cover up tattoos? Joining me now is Brendan O'Neill, who's chief political writer of Spiked Online, and Carolyn Reedy, HR and employment law expert from the HR Suite. Brendan, first of all, your reaction to this, the Vatican saying, if you've got tats, wear long sleeves.
Yeah, I think the Vatican is well within its rights to make that request. Anyone who's been to the Vatican, I've been there many times, they will know that there are rules about how you can present yourself, even for visitors, never mind people who work there. So, for example, if you're a man, you can't wear a vest, you can't wear a cap, you have to dress a bit more respectably. If you're a woman, you have to cover your shoulders, you have to cover your legs. You know, you're in a house of God, so you expect there to be some rules and some decorum about how you present yourself. So it makes perfect sense to me that the Vatican would say, you know, you can't go around looking like a sailor from the 1950s covered from head to toe in tattoos. I think it's a perfectly reasonable request.
One could say, though, that choices of clothing, whether appropriate or not, at least they are expressions of social norms. So if you say, look, take off your hat indoors, they're gestures of respect. But if somebody's actual body is tattooed, there's not a lot that they can do about it. It isn't that they are making a conscious choice to be disrespectful. That's who they are.
But I think the Vatican is well within its rights to say, look, that's the personal choice you've made, and we're not going to enforce any law preventing you from making that choice upon your own person. But within our institution, within our sacred zone, where we have a particular way of doing things, you can't display those tattoos. I think that's really reasonable. And I actually think, even outside of a religious building, I think other businesses also should have the right to say to employees that, you know, there are certain things that are not acceptable here. Most people's tattoos are on parts of the body where you can't see them when they're dressed. You know, they're on their chest or on their leg or on their foot or something like that. But if you've got tattoos on your neck or, heaven forbid, on your face, I think it's reasonable for certain corporations and retail outlets and other businesses to say, look, we don't want you here presenting like that because we have a particular attitude and a particular approach. And I think we have to accept that we make choices in our lives that will then later on impact on where we can go and where we can't go.
You may think it reasonable. The question is whether or not it's legal and within the company's rights. Caroline Reedy may have the answer to that question. She's HR and employment law expert from the HR Suite. Can an employer, be they the Vatican or anybody else, say to somebody, don't show up here with a visible tattoo?
I think we have to put it in context. So, for example, if somebody has a visible tattoo that has, for example, a political or an insightful to hate or upset somebody's personality or personal preferences, etc., I think we absolutely can in those situations. But I don't think we can have a blanket to say people can't have piercings, for example, because I think you have to understand the why behind it. Because we're in a society now where we're really strongly encouraging people's individuality and respecting people's diversity and inclusion. And we're encouraging people as much as possible to say, work here because we're really going to value your individuality. I think we're going to really restrict a lot of candidates applying for jobs in our organisations if we were to put in a blanket ban that says, we don't want you if you've got tattoos and if you've got piercings. Because I think that is, as you rightly said, part of our social norms now. And it's very much about ensuring people can express their individuality. Because let's be honest, is it going to impact somebody's ability to do the job if they've got a tattoo or if they've got a piercing? Particularly if it's a job that isn't going to be customer facing, etc., once it doesn't incite hate or willfully upset somebody.
I suppose to some extent, does it still depend on the nature of the tattoo or the piercing? So somebody with a visible tattoo poking out from under the sleeve of a shirt is one thing. Somebody with extensive face tattoos and bits of metal protruding from their eyebrows, that might be a bit more challenging.
I don't think so, Anton. I think that, you know, I can't see an objectively justified reason why you could say somebody shouldn't have tattoos if it's a personal choice, once it's not something that's going to be insightful to upset somebody else. you know, some tattoos can be very political in nature. They can be anti-one, opposing view or another. I think those are the type of tattoos that may cause issue. But I think a tattoo outside of that, or a piercing indeed, I think we need a more realistic view of the current society we're in, because I don't think we can say we're all focused on diversity and inclusion, and then with the other side we say, but we'd like you to just not have tattoos, but you can come to work as your holistic individual self.
Dolores Murray is with us as well. She's owner of Wildcat Tattoo Studios. Dolores, do you ever have somebody come in and say, look, I want this all the way across my face or up my neck or whatever it be, and have to cancel them? Are you sure that this won't cause you problems, or is it a free-for-all?
No, I mean, well, in the Wildcat Studios, we certainly would discuss with the person if they were going for any sort of tattoo that couldn't be covered by, you know, normal sort of clothing, including like finger tattoos, neck tattoos, facial tattoos, as you say. But, I mean, most people just want to go ahead with it regardless. And if that's what they want, that's what they want. They're all adults, you know, we have free choice, and we will go ahead and do it. But we do advise against it, particularly for a first tattoo. If somebody comes in heavily tattooed, obviously it's a different situation. I suppose we really shouldn't be in the position that we should be counselling them on what may happen to their future. But that's just, I suppose, the role we play in our studios. I don't know if all studios do that. I would think that most of them do, but certainly in Wildcat, we do that. I've also had people coming in for piercings, where they've gone for a job and the job and the piercing can't be visible, so they're looking for invisible jewellery, for want of a better word. It's kind of a plastic, bioplastic thing that can be put through, and while it doesn't remove it obviously entirely, it's less visible than something with crystals and, you know, metal going through it. Yeah.
So you can actually get piercings that make it look like you're not pierced if you need it for 9 to 5.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that obviously you're going to be able to see it if you're looking closely, but you wouldn't be seeing it in a distance. So the material that the jewellery is made of, the one we use, is called bioplast. So basically, if you look up close, it's just a clear plastic form or piece of jewellery with plastic balls on it.
It's interesting to see the reaction that's coming in. Text say, I totally agree. It's such a poor look when representing the company that pays you. If I had my way, I'd advertise a job for my company. Please do not apply if you have visible tattoos and or piercings, if male, it says. Another, is this really the conversation in 2024? Does a tattoo change your ability to perform a task? Are you surprised? Now, the Vatican, of course, is, if anybody was going to take offence at tattoos, you could see the Vatican being up towards the top of the list. But is it something that surprised you, Dolores? Do you hear much of this kind of thing from employers?
Well, I know I don't hear from employers, but I do hear from people coming in. But I was recently on holidays where I was seeing people in less clothing than they would normally have, let's put it. And I would say 90% of the people were tattooed. So if there's an employer looking to sell goods or services or anything to the public, the general members of the public, these are people who are, you know, a lot of them are tattooed. The majority of them, I'd say, judging by what I saw on holidays recently.
Well, let me go back to Brendan O'Neill, the chief political writer of Spiked Online. You talked about understanding it from the perspective, Brendan, of this being a house of God that they are entering. What if they have the tattoos for religious reasons? Because there are a lot of cultures where tattoos are prized and of religious significance. Surely they should be allowed to display them.
I think certainly an allowance can be made for people who have, for example, some members of the Maori community will sometimes have facial tattoos because it's part of their tribal history. And I do think most sensible organizations would make an allowance for that. But I really want to push back on this idea that individuality overrides everything else. I mean, when I was young, a long time ago, I used to love to wear huge Dr. Martin boots and drainpipe jeans. I had a hyper quiff, a psychobilly quiff. But when I went to work, which at that time was in a kitchen showroom, I wasn't allowed to wear any of that. I had to wear sensible shoes. I had to have a side parting. I had to look what I considered to be very boring, because I had to take into consideration the general public and what they expect to see and who they want to talk to. So sometimes we do have to flatten our individuality when we're engaging with wider society. And that's always been seen as acceptable. This idea that we should be able to do anything we want and look however we want, regardless of where we are, I think that's actually a culture of narcissism rather than a culture of individual freedom.
Why?
Because I think there is this expectation that you should be able to go anywhere you want and do anything you want and present yourself in any way that you choose with no pushback whatsoever.
And why not?
That's a reasonable expectation, because we live in a society, we live in pluralistic societies where people have different views of what's acceptable and what isn't. And therefore, having a general standard is probably not a bad idea. I think where the tattoo question becomes difficult in terms of workplaces is that one of the ironies of tattooing these days is that tattoos used to be a sign of rebellion. They're increasingly a sign of conformism. I mean, huge numbers of young people now have tattoos. I think a lot of them are following celebrity culture. And these days, not having a tattoo if you're 25 years old is probably more rebellious than having one.
But so surely, Brendan, there's the paradox in your argument. Exactly. If what you are saying is that tattoos have become passé and the norm, then surely that is the exact argument for why people should be allowed to display them, because society now accepts them.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's a paradox, because I think workplaces will struggle to enforce this rule precisely because younger people in particular are quite likely to be tattooed these days. But at the same time, I think it is the prerogative of workplaces and certainly religious institutions to say, look, we have certain rules here, we have certain guidelines, and we would like you to follow them. And it's not an attack on your individual freedom to have that expectation. It's simply a request that you present yourself in a way that broader society considers to be acceptable.
I feel there's an onus on me to go back to Dolores Murray with the suggestion that tattoos are becoming an example of conformity. As owner of Wildcat Tattoo Studios, what's your reaction to that thought, Dolores?
Well, possibly they are. I mean, I would think at this stage, among a certain age group, people with tattoos would be the norm rather than people without tattoos and piercings. But, I mean, with the Vatican, as you're aware, it's not only about tattoos and piercings. I mean, there's other things that they're bringing in. I haven't had a chance to read the whole article, but from just a quick scan of it, there's things like they have to be baptized, they have to be confirmed, they have to have a moral standard, they can't be in cohabitation with people they're not married to, various things like that. So the tattooing is only part of it. I think the whole ban that they're putting on employees coming in is quite shocking, actually.
Yes, and they do have that endemic thing about making sure that women are not given any positions of significant power within their own organisation, which is a broader and more concerning problem than whether or not you have tattoos. But putting tattoos, that to one side, question has come in saying, tattoos are like clothes. Some are lovely and some are just horrible. Is there anything in that, Dolores, that a nice tattoo is one thing, but there's some god-awful ones knocking around?
Well, I would agree that there are, but I mean, as I said, it's the individual taste, and there's a huge variety in the amount of tattoos. There's a huge variety in the people who get tattoos, and you know, their preferences are reflected in that. So you've got, you know, nice little Taylor Swifties, say, for example, getting small little floral, fine line, teeny tiny tattoos, little cute tattoos, and then you've got I don't know, Hell's Angel type, getting much, you know, full-sleeve tribals. So, yeah.
Well, there's to the broader issue then, Caroline, about an employer's capacity to control your appearance. Let us channel the young Brendan O'Neill in his Doc Martens and his drainpipe jeans and his quiff, and he wants to work in a kitchen showroom. And if we bring that up to the modern era, is an employer within their rights to tell you, you must style your hair in a dull side parting, you must wear the following shoes, all of that?
There's two key points, Anton, I would say. One is, I would say if we fast forward now, nobody will apply for a job if they're going to be so restricted that they can't be able to have their hair a certain way or be the individual that they want. And key for me is we are really advocating diversity and inclusion. And I think we have to be pragmatic on how far that goes. And legally, I suppose, our obligation is to not discriminate or to disadvantage somebody due to a ground under, for example, equality legislation. So you need to be really clear if you're putting something in place, it's something that's objective. And more importantly, parking the legislation, you've got to think about what are your values of an, as an organisation, both for members of the public and for people that you employ or want to attract in the future. And I think organisations are starting to realise people's ability is not going to be linked to their tattoos or their piercing preferences, etc. Within reason, I think dress code and the overall context of people's piercings and tattoos, etc., has loosened a lot, much more in keeping with the environment and the society we live in now, which is super to see people able to express themselves within reason so they're not offending anybody else in the process.
Let me go back with one final and vital question to Brendan O'Neill. Do you still have the Docs and the Drainpipe jeans, Brendan?
I do still have the Dr. Martens. I'm not sure the drainpipe jeans would fit anymore. I do have the shoes and I do occasionally wear them. But you know what? There are some places where I wouldn't wear them, and I would make that choice just to keep an element of decorum with certain audiences.
Brendan, thank you very much. This is Brendan O'Neill, who is Chief Political Writer of Spiked Online. Thanks likewise to Caroline Reedy, who is HR and Employment Law Expert from the HR Suite, and Dolores Murray, owner of Wildcat Tattoo Studios. And a lot of reaction coming in. Tattoos show personality and diversity. Who wants 50 employees who act, think and look the same? I suspect there's a lot of employers who want 50 employees who act, think and look the same. Another, I wouldn't go into a cafe if the staff had tattoos. Suits, ties, short hair, etc. are no longer the expected standard for how to present oneself. Society has moved on and companies need to also or lose customers. Gender presentation and self-expression are no longer restricted in the same way as religious institutions and companies dictate. And another, my job is to remove tattoos with lasers in a cosmetic clinic. Some of my clients that need to remove tattoos because their job don't allow visible tattoos include airline staff, barristers, solicitors, and members of the defence forces. I'm now considering advertising in churches and cathedrals for anyone going to the Vatican.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.